The following audio was from a live music session recorded at the studios of KBOO Community Radio in Portland, Oregon. More information about KBOO can be found online at kboo.fm.
Hello, my name is Hiroya Tsukamoto. I'm originally from Kyoto, Japan. And I've been living in New York. And this is my third time visiting Portland, Oregon. And I just got here today. And I'll be playing some music. The first piece is one of my compositions, which is called From Coast to Coast.
Island.
Gemini Bridge, which is the name of the place in Utah, in the mountain, hard to access. I ran a Jeep, and after driving on the off-road, I got to this beautiful place, which is a stone bridge with the huge rocks, and I wrote this piece there.
Thank you. We have here in the studio a rare treat, and it's Hiroyo Sakamoto.
Yes.
And you're here, you've been touring around the United States or around the world?
I just came back from Japan, actually, 5 days ago. Yes, I came back to New York, where I live, and I just flew into Portland, Oregon.
We have a number of songs that you were playing for us today. We're so delighted.
Gemini Bridge.
And Takibi.
Takibi.
From Coast to Coast.
Mm-hmm. And Sam's Hill and Sky, all original songs that I composed.
Takibi, any stories around that?
Yeah, Takibi means bonfire in Japanese. And I wrote this piece in a village where my grandparents are from. Making fire was sort of traditional, especially in the rural part of Japan. And when I was a kid, I often visited my grandparents' house, and they usually had fires. And sometimes they asked me to watch the fires and that kind of thing. And I have a very good memory of fires and those days. And even though I live here in the States, which is far from the place, and even though my grandparents are passed away, but when I think of that moment and the place, I still felt connected. And about 5 years ago, I came back to this village after a while, and I brought my guitar with me, and I wrote this piece in the village, and I named it as Bonfire in Japanese.
Thank you.
beautiful thing a bonfire is.
Yeah.
There's always something so visual about it, but it sort of transcends things that you can see and hear. It touches another part of you.
I think here in the States too, right?
Definitely.
When you think about campfire, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You recall your childhood and that kind of thing.
I do, and then it makes me forward think too to this summer and camping trips I'll take with my family.
Right.
It's always a special moment too, because when you're around the fire, you know, you're not trying to multitask usually, and you don't have technology with you. You're just really there with yourself and nature and the people you're with.
Yeah, and just watching fire is something, right?
Yes. Yeah. And then in Japan, do you play music around the fire? Often here we'll do that when we're camping.
Not that much. I think here more.
Maybe you want to start doing that.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I really appreciate you being interviewed here today at KBOO.
Thank you very much.
Haruya Tsukamoto.
Tsukamoto.
Yeah, thanks for coming to KBOO Portland.
My website is my name, hard to memorize.
Well, let's have you spell it for us.
My first name is Hiroya, H-I-R-O-Y-A. Mm-hmm. Last name is Tsukamoto, T-S-U-K-A-M-O-T-O. So my website is hiroyatsukamoto.com.
All right. So talk to us a little bit about your recording process. Just yourself, when you're playing live, you do right. a certain amount of delaying and playback and looping. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful thing to watch.
I use a tool called a loop pedal, which can record my voice and guitar in real time so that I can create layers. And I use that for some songs. Some songs I don't, but I like a contrast. Yeah.
We have some wonderful stories that you told. Maybe you could retell a couple of them for us here.
Okay.
From Coast to Coast, what inspired you to write that song?
That song, I focus on music, just came up. I wrote in my house in New York. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm sure you do travel from coast to coast,
both
nationally and internationally.
Right.
What's that like, traveling so much?
I like it, but I also have family, so it's very tough too.
Does your family ever accompany you on your travels?
Sometimes when I'm playing around East Coast, sometimes we go together. And last year I had a festival in the mountain in Maine and we camped and it was fun.
Tell us about music and growing up yourself. How did you become a musician in the first place?
Actually, my first instrument was five-string banjo, which was very unusual because I am from Kyoto, which is the most traditional part in Japan. My father is about 72 years old. Old guy. And when he was young, American folk music movement came into Japan, such as Peter, Paul, and Mary, and Kingston Trio, that kind of music. So they brought American folk music to Japan, and that became kind of popular in the 60s. But he didn't have a chance, even though he wanted to play. So he wanted me to play. He kind of enforced me to play. I never seen the instrument, so it was very hard.
I wonder if it was just a little bit exciting and delightful too, having your hands on this instrument that not many people had.
That's right, because I kind of liked the fact nobody had it, so I could show to my friend, you know. But there was no way to find banjo teachers in Kyoto, and my friends were playing guitar, so about a year later, I started playing guitar too. And I grew up with a lot of American music. 70s rock and 60s good stuff, Simon Garfunkel, Carpenters, as well as some hard rock, you know, Bon Jovi and that kind of thing.
So are you a self-taught musician?
I was self-taught until 22 when I had a first teacher.
That's very inspiring for those people that are interested in music and aren't sure how to go about doing it, just to know that you can be self-taught. And if you care about the music, you can get into it and learn it yourself. Do you ever perform with banjo these days?
These days, no, but I have to practice more.
It's making an appearance again in more popular music.
Right.
Well, you have a 2-year-old daughter.
Yes.
Do you have any anticipation for music in your daughter's life?
I think because my wife is a musician too, she's a pianist. So I think my daughter loves music. And I mean, we don't force her to play, but maybe she will naturally.
Nice. Will you tell us that beautiful story about Sam's Hill and Sky?
Yes, that's a song that I wrote in West Virginia last year when I played a concert there. The county is called Pocahontas, which is the southern part of the West Virginia. Deep forest, pretty untouched. And there's an opera house there built in 19th century. And I played a solo concert. And after the concert, I was talking to the manager of the opera house. And she's a 36 years old lady. She said, if you have time tomorrow morning, why don't you come to my house? Because I want to show you around this area. It's very beautiful. And I said, sure. But the thing is, this county is very rural. So there is no phone receptions. So nobody has cell phones, which I always use for GPS. So that doesn't work. So she wrote a map on the paper, and I drove with the map, which was very hard because, you know, we are too used to technology or something. But anyway, I drove with the paper, and road ended. And after that, another road began a couple of miles toward the mountain. The end of the road, when I got there, there was nothing except a house. And I was thinking, because she's 36 years lady, I thought she lives here by herself, and I thought she has some reasons, but I didn't ask her. And I came into the house, and we talked a little bit, and She says, shall we go to the walk? I said, yes. We started walking into the woods. And as we walked, she explained about the mountains and lands. And she picked up a stone. And when she flipped the stone, there was a fossil on the other side of the stone. And she said, this was the bottom of the ocean many, many times ago. And we started walking again. And she picked up another one, which looked like a tool. And she said, this was a part of the tools which Native American people were using. A lot of Native American people were living here too. And we kept walking again, about 15 minutes or so. And big hill appeared. And she said, can we go up to the top of the hill? And I said, okay. But when I looked, it was very high. But I said, since we got here, let's do it. And we started walking. And when we got to the top of the hill, there was a tall tree. And from the tree, there was a bell hanging. And she rang the bell only one time. And the sound of the bell was so beautiful. But at the same time, I was wondering. So I asked her why there's a bell, because there's nobody around here. And she finally started talking about herself and her family. I had a son whose name was Sam. Sam was born at the hospital, and we came back here to the mountain. But about a week later, Sam died here. And the husband at the time, and I carried him to the top of the hill, and we buried him underneath this tree. And after that, we put the bell. And I just couldn't say anything. It was very shocking, and especially I have a 2-year-old daughter, so I know how she felt. So I kept silence, but she kept talking. If he's alive, he's 9 years old now, and I'm 36. In a way, I'm still kind of young, and I might meet another man in the future, but I really don't know. I know I have to keep going, and I know my life keeps going, but I still can't leave this place. So at least what I can do now is I try to bring different musicians from different places to this opera house for people living here, for this community. After I heard her story, I wrote this piece, and I named this as Sam's Hill and Sky. Long story.
Day and day and day.
Being a musician and playing these songs night after night, are you still inspired by them each night when you play them? Because to watch you, it seems like you're playing them new each time.
Yes. Of course, yeah, playing the same songs is not easy. So I sometimes add some new songs, but I try to be into music when I play. So I try to focus on sound, and I sometimes think about the time I compose a song when I perform.
Like visualizing that moment of when you wrote it, or visualizing what inspired you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I think it shows in the music.
Thank you.
We can hear it. It comes across. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with us?
Yeah. So my name is again Hiroya Tsukamoto. I'll be playing around the United States. So please, if you like my music, please check me out.
Definitely check it out. So we've got acoustic guitar, and it's being looped, and some beautiful vocals, the harmonies where you're singing along with yourself because of the looping pedal. Additionally, some wonderful stories as well. So it makes for a lovely evening for people young and old alike.
Yeah.
Thank you again for being with us, and have a wonderful rest of the tour.
Thanks so much. Mm-hmm.
You have been listening to a live music session recorded at the KBOO Community Radio Studios in Portland, Oregon. More information about KBOO can be found online at kboo.fm.